something from the ceiling. Sorry about that. We're trying to have work done in between all of our trainings that we have in the different rooms here. So we're having a bunch of projectors installed on these whiteboards, and we have a smart board that's being installed back behind here. We're getting all of these in all of the different rooms. And one of the reasons this is important is because if you've been up here for other EOC activations, you've seen us write all this stuff on the whiteboards, right? Yeah. Plotting information. Some of you may have even been plotters or assisted with messaging. With these projectors, that's going away. I mean, we can still write on these boards if we need to, but the concept is that we're going to be going primarily to Web EOC as our way of tracking and plotting information. So it's, I think, important for you guys to see what Web EOC is, have a basic understanding of what it's about, because I am pretty certain the next time we're all up here, right, when this place activates, you're going to be asked to put information into this system. So we try and keep it pretty simple. If you're pretty comfortable, you know, browsing on the internet, the system should be relatively easy for you. The hardest part is getting everyone logged in. That's like the longest part of the training session. And then we'll get you guys, once we're all logged in, we'll get moving on to the other parts of the system. Can you guess what Web EOC is, just based on the name? It's kind of like an EOC on the internet, right? It's a web page, anywhere that you have internet access. I know Scott back there can still say something about it, but what if you don't have access to the internet? I know. But if you can get on the internet, you can get to Web EOC. So you can be sitting at home, seeing what's going on in the EOC. Be on the beach somewhere with internet access, seeing what's going on back home in the EOC. It's about information sharing. And as you know better than probably most people, an EOC is about collecting and exchanging information. And you see a lot of that information through the RACES room and going back and forth over the radio. So this is actually an easier class for me to teach, because a lot of times I teach this Web EOC class, I'm teaching it to county employees who got their notice that they're disaster service workers, and they don't really know what their role would be in an emergency or in the EOC. They just know that, yeah, you're going to get told by your boss you need to go up to the EOC and they'll find a spot for you. You know what your role is. You know where you fit into the puzzle. So this will be easier for us to talk specifically about how you will use this system in an EOC activation. And I know we have folks from the cities here too, or from some of the cities here. Exactly the same as how we would use this in the county EOC. Your city EOC can use it. And you can use it to exchange information between the county EOC and your city EOCs. It's just another tool that we have to communicate. If the internet isn't here, well, we're back to you guys. That's why you're here, right? You're another part of our communication strategy. So this is just one part of our communication, our information sharing strategy. So let me go ahead and kill this light here. And unfortunately, because of the construction, I've got to jump. I'm going to jump back and forth, so I hope it doesn't become too distracting. That's going to be the one that doesn't turn off, right? I'm going to try yours on that. I don't know if yours will turn off the other half. No, same half. There we go. Hey. Now, can everybody see their computers okay? So,
are computers supposed to be on?
Yeah, one of the things that we can do is we can play along at home if you want. That's why we've got this room, it's got all the computers. So if you want, go ahead and turn your computer on. And what you'll notice is on the bottom of your monitor, there's a username and a password printed in a little sticker tape there on the bottom. That'll get you logged into the computer.
Oh, Marty, yours doesn't work, buddy.
It's still not working.
Can you clarify the username?
Yes. Sass. This is a separate word. This is all one word there. Let's be careful. Come on now. That's just for you.
This doesn't come up?
Okay, There you go. Sometimes we do generator tests up here every Tuesday, and sometimes it trips the UPS on the computer.
Is anybody sitting here?
Yeah.
He was?
Teacher.
Well, he's not going to need it. I need a machine that works.
Sit on the corner, because he's using this one.
Oh, he's using it.
Yeah, which one's not working? He's back here?
The two over here, neither one of them will power up.
Anybody else not have power?
Let's see, what do you see?
Yeah, no, be careful with the passwords. I heard it over here. They are case sensitive, and they do end in an exclamation point. So when you're getting logged out, did you have an issue?
Same password for WebEOC?
No.
I'm in, but I don't see the application.
Right, so once you're logged in, all you have to do is...
You have to re-log in?
Nope, you just have to open your internet browser.
Oh.
So for those of you that are logged in, go ahead and open up Internet Explorer on your computer.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Minor detail.
Ryan?
Yes.
Be advised, I'm not sure whether it's the Windows update that's in several of these or what, but they're likely going to get an error message that the security certificate for WebEOC is out of date.
If you type... Yeah, this was my headache starting on
all
Friday.
All I got to do is hit continue and it'll take me to the site.
Yeah, if you use a link that's already in there, it tries to take you to the secure site. For those of you, just type in webeoc.ocsd.org. You should get this page. If you do get those that say warning, this site may not be secure, you can do the non-recommended thing and say continue to the site. IT got the bill for our security certificate for several months and said, oh, we don't need to pay this. And then on Friday, I went in and I got the error and I called them. I said, what gives? And then they called Komodo. I don't know if any of you know IT stuff. There's a certificate authority called Komodo. Well, apparently Komodo is one guy at the office at a time, and his computer was broken too. So we're stuck for a few days. All right, emergency management, we can't even get a working security certificate. Sir.
I wonder where the software came from.
I've already
been there, tried before.
Yeah, webeoc.ocsd, Orange County Sheriff's Department. .org. You go ahead and take the www.
Put the sex information.
Yes, also include the exclamation. Just the same one.
Yeah.
No, we'll get that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and open your internet.
They got a training site when you go to, well, this is, actually go to their PS site.
Oh, you got somebody else's web EOC. So you can go ahead and click continue to the website. So up here, in this box, where it says all the main stuff, go ahead and type web EOC.
Well, you're a rich man.
And you can just select this top option right here. And click continue to the website.
That's there for your
Yes. She got it easier.
I need some sugar.
Just click it. And now you want to try it.
Okay, you gotta have a login ID even for this.
The last email is 10 available and
On the paperwork we had logged in, and I tried that, and then I actually got logged in, but then it wanted to know what part to it. And then they asked for another password, and then I couldn't
go any further. Ooh, got my attention. Maybe
the last one.
Maybe I really don't care about the
training.
I know we're not going to have time for this one, but is there a part two to this one called resource manager?
There is a resource manager section that we offer as part of our normal training program. It's not. It's value for RACES folks. There's not a whole lot of value for it, but it might be something in your day job or other responsibilities you'd be interested in taking.
Maybe June 11th, best call.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Just send me an RSVP that you want to be there, and I'll put you on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. We'll get you down.
One more?
We'll talk about the other half of it.
Let's go check it out. There's even more.
All right. So is everybody seeing this?
Yep.
I told you, logging in is the hardest part. It always is. All right, perfect. Now, we got into the computer. We made it here. And as some of you figured out, the login that you use to get into the computer isn't the same as the login to get into WebEOC. Right? Because we like to make things difficult.
Right.
So, there's now a three-step login process to get into WebEOC. And you have to tell WebEOC who you are. So we're all going to use the same username now on this screen. Our username is all separate words, Orange County Operational Area.
All caps?
Doesn't matter.